news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Thursday morning began with an announcement from the Commission on Presidential Debates that the next one, scheduled for next Thursday, October 15th, would be a virtual town hall meeting. The moderator and questioners would be in Miami at the Arsh Center, but Biden and Trump would appear remotely on video. Remember, Donald Trump just announced he's positive for COVID-19 less than a week ago. Well, within an hour or so of the announcement, Trump, appearing on Fox Business, said,
"The Commission on Presidential Debates announcing this morning that the second presidential debate will be virtual. Are you saying you're not going to participate?"
"No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want."
All righty then. On Wednesday night in Salt Lake City, Utah, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris clashed over Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic in their only debate scheduled. Harris called Trump's response to the pandemic, which has now killed 212,000 people in the United States,
"the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. 210,000 dead people in our country. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. 1 in 5 businesses closed. Frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers. We are looking at over 30 million people who in the last several months had to file for unemployment. And here's the thing. On January 28th, the vice president and the president were informed about the nature of this pandemic. They were informed that it's lethal in consequence, that it will affect young people, and that it would be contracted because it is airborne. And they knew what was happening, and they didn't tell you. Can you imagine if you knew on January 28th, as opposed to March 13th, what they knew, what you might have done to prepare? They knew and they covered it up. The president said it was a hoax. They minimized the seriousness of it. The president said, you're on one side of his ledger if you wear a mask, you're on the other side of his ledger if you don't. And in spite of all of that, today they still don't have a plan."
In a notable non-answer, one among many, Mike Pence sidestepped the question of what he would do if Trump wouldn't accept a peaceful transition of power. Instead, he admonished Harris, saying that your party has spent the last 3.5 years trying to overturn the results of the previous election. He then lied about the FBI spying on Trump's campaign, something that never happened. At the end of the night, Karen Pence walked on stage without a mask, flouting the debate rules. Some people never learn. Meanwhile, Donald Trump continues gaslighting America. He released a new video on Wednesday, though it's unclear exactly when it was recorded, in which he said that getting the coronavirus was likely a blessing from God. Really? A disease that has killed 213,000 Americans this year? In a video message outside the White House in which he did not look well, and his makeup was even weirder than usual. But Trump also used the video to hawk an unapproved treatment he received called Regeneron as a miracle cure. And he promised that anyone who needs it will get it for free. Remember, this is still an experimental antibody therapy that was given to the president, well, because he's the president. It's still in clinical trials and has had limited use. And Donald Trump is proclaiming it a cure. Lovely. He's still not only downplaying the dangers of COVID, but downplaying his own situation. While former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie remained hospitalized on Wednesday, 4 days after he revealed that he too had tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie is one of at least 5 people who helped prep Trump for last week's debate and have now tested positive for the virus, including Kellyanne Conway and Stephen Miller. Christie said that no one wore face masks during those prep sessions. And now, Thursday morning, there's another one. Creed Bailey, who handles White House access credentials and security clearances, is said to be gravely ill after also testing positive for the coronavirus. In non-COVID news, Donald Trump lost another round on Wednesday as the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled that his accountant must turn over his tax records to a New York State prosecutor. So remember the outrage over then FBI Director James Comey making sweeping pronouncements in the days leading up to the 2016 election day? Because of a Department of Justice rule that generally bars prosecutors not only from making any announcement about ongoing investigations close to an election, but also from taking any public steps before the end of voting because the publicity could tip the balance of a race? Well, to quote Emily Letella,
never mind.
Yeah, the Department of Justice did a 180, freeing prosecutors to not worry about election interference, allowing federal investigators to take public investigative steps before the polls close, even if those actions risk affecting the outcome of the election. Why isn't Bill Barr being impeached already? There are lots of historical firsts happening this election season, including this one. In an unprecedented move, the New England Journal of Medicine released an editorial Wednesday lambasting the Trump administration's response to COVID-19 and calling on Americans to vote Trump out of office next month. The journal's editorial board said November's election will have life or death consequences for people regardless of party alignment. This is the first time in the journal's 208-year history that the editors have ever published an editorial about an election. So denial is not only a river running through West Wing workers. The Wall Street Journal now reporting that in Colorado, Republican Representative Doug Lamborn's Washington office, two staffers have tested positive in the last few days. This according to a person familiar with the office who said there is no contact tracing in place and that staffers there were told not to disclose to roommates that they may have been exposed. Lamborn's spokesperson said that staff members were instructed to protect each other's medical privacy, but weren't told to hide cases. She added that Lamborn himself has not been tested, citing advice from the doctor of Congress? Oy. Well, we've now learned that Donald Trump required personnel at Walter Reed National Medical Center to sign non-disclosure agreements last year before they could be involved with treating him. Meanwhile, the reason for his trip last year remains a mystery, and four people familiar with the process didn't know whether, during his most recent visit over the weekend, Trump had the same requirement for Walter Reed staff members who had not previously been involved in his care. And way to go, Vermont. Vermont now becomes the 11th state to legalize adult-use marijuana sales, as Republican Governor Phil Scott announced that he would permit legislation, Senate Bill 54, to become law without him actually having to sign the bill. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.